What I like about the metaphor of the tree and the fruit, or the vine and the fruit, fruitfulness that occurs throughout the New Testament is the possibility of ever increasing fruitfulness. We're not to stay where we are. The Christian life is not static. It is not a tabletop where we climb on top of that and say, this is as far as we can go or grow. Listen to what Jesus said in chapter 15 of the Gospel of John, beginning with the first verse. I am the true vine, and my Father is the farmer. Every branch in me that bears not fruit, he strips away. And every branch that bears fruit, he prunes it, that it may bring forth more fruit. Now you are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine, no more can you, except you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. He that abides in me, and I in him, the same brings forth much fruit. For without me you can do nothing. If a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch and is withered, and men gather them and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. If you abide in me, and my words abide in you shall ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you. Herein is my Father glorified, that you bear much fruit. So shall you be my disciples. You see, Jesus said, God is glorified, in other words, God is credited for redeeming us and reforming us and making us fruitful. And the virtues that we bring forth in our lives through the Holy Spirit and through what God has done for us give glory to God, because we testify with our mouth that God has done this in us. But I love so much that it says, every branch that bears fruit, God prunes it. That is, He disciplines us. He makes it so that we may bring forth more fruit. It's just like a farmer does to any kind of fruit tree or vine. Prune off the dead branches, trim it back, prune it, and it will produce more fruit. If there is love coming from our heart because we are following the Spirit and the Spirit is producing that in us, there is a possibility of more love. There can be more joy. If there is peace, there can be greater peace. If there is long suffering, there can be more patience. If there is gentleness, there can be more. If there is goodness, goodness can increase. If there is faith, it can be stronger. If there is meekness, it can be trained even better. If there is self-control, it can be made better and better and better. Jesus said, without me you can do nothing, but with me you will bear fruit, and the Father, the Holy Spirit, will cause that fruit to increase in ever-increasing quantities. Let's pray. Father in heaven, I thank you for your Spirit within me, the Holy Spirit. For whatever love, joy, and peace I have, I thank you, Lord. But I am expecting an even greater crop because you are my God. You are like the farmer that will come and make me more productive. It may take discipline. Lord, I receive that, and I receive it thankfully. I pray, O Lord God, that you would bring forth much fruit in my life. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.